Hello, boys and girls. I hope you've brushed your teeth, you've washed your face, and you're ready for your story. Tonight's story is going to be The Donkey in the Lion's Skin from Favourite Fables. There was once an unhappy donkey. He lived in the jungle with all the other animals, but they were cruel and often made fun of him. How he wished he could get his own back on the unfriendly creatures, but whenever they saw him, they just laughed and called him rude names. One day the donkey had quite a fright. As he trotted along the jungle path, he thought he saw a lion waiting to pounce on him. But the lion didn't move. And then the donkey realized it was not a lion after all, just a lion's skin. "This would make a fine costume for me to wear," said the donkey, and he slipped it over his back. Now he looked exactly like a real lion. "Now I can teach those animals a lesson," said the donkey, and he hid in a thicket and waited for someone to pass by. Soon the monkey came swinging along, clinging to the vines with his tail. Out jumped the monkey with a fierce roar, and the monkey ran, scampering and yelling, into the bushes. Then the bear came ambling along the path, but when he saw the lion, he ran whimpering into the undergrowth. Then the fierce tiger came prowling by, but when the donkey jumped out at him, he ran off into the jungle as fast as he could. The happy donkey had never had so much fun in his life. He stamped his hooves with glee and rocked with silent laughter. The sun was slowly sinking in the west as the crafty fox slunk into view. Out jumped the donkey in the lion's skin. The fox yelped and ran for cover with his tail between his legs. But this time the silly donkey could not help himself, and he laughed out loud. His loud bray echoed through the jungle, and the wily fox stood stock still. Slowly he walked back to the fierce lion skin and looked under its great head. Then he came face to face with the embarrassed donkey, and the silly animal hung his head low. The fox laughed long and loud, and then all the other animals came running. The astonished creatures gathered round the blushing donkey, and soon the jungle rang out with their hoots of glee and laughter. "Why, it wasn't a fierce lion who pounced out on me after all," said the monkey. "It was just a silly old donkey," grumbled the bear. The donkey looked very ashamed. "You foolish donkey," said the fox. "If only you had kept your mouth shut, your trick might well have succeeded, but you just had to give your game away with your loud bray." And the moral of this story is, a fool may deceive others with his appearance, but his words will soon reveal him. Okay, boys and girls, that's the end of the story. I hope you liked it, and I'll see you next time. Bye!